Whether you put off nanny taxes until now or realize you have a household employment tax obligation, now is the time to catch up on your nanny taxes. You must have your nanny taxes ready before filing your personal tax return. Some year-end forms are due by January 31st, 2025. While tracking nanny tax withholdings with each pay period is much easier, you can catch up at the end of the year. It will take a little more time and effort on your part. Here's how to catch up on your nanny taxes as you prepare your 2024 taxes. Filing by April 15, 2025. 1. Verify if you have a household employee. Household employees are more than just nannies. Although in-home child caregivers are the most popular type of household workers, senior caregivers and companions, personal assistants, housekeepers, chefs, chauffeurs, estate managers, private educators, tutors, and others can be considered employees of your family. Recently, nanny shares, where two or more families hire a nanny for childcare in one of the family's homes, have become popular alternatives to daycare centers. Nannies working for families in a nanny share are also considered household employees. Seasonal or temporary employees, like a summer or after-school nanny, can also be considered household workers, as long as that employee made at least $2,700 in 2024, you will have a nanny tax obligation, Social Security, Medicare, and potentially other responsibilities. Or if an employee made $1,000 in a calendar quarter, you will owe federal, and possibly state, unemployment taxes. You do not have to consider your spouse, a child under age 21, a parent, or any employee under 18 at any time in 2023 as a household employee for reporting Social Security and Medicare taxes. For federal unemployment taxes, do not count wages you paid to your spouse, a child under the age of 21, or a parent. 2. Obtain your tax identification numbers. If you have not done so already, you must get your federal employer identification number, EFEIN, and state tax ID. Obtaining an FEIN can be done online. For your state, look up your state government website and follow the steps to get your tax ID. 4. Calculate what your nanny earned each week. Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, household employees must be paid by the hour and at least the prevailing minimum wage rate for your state or locality. They also receive time and a half for hours, worked over 40 in a work week. It is vital to break down your employees' pay and hours worked by week to ensure they were paid at least minimum wage and compensated with overtime pay when applicable. 5. Establish your nanny tax obligation. You have two primary tax responsibilities when you have a household employee, like a nanny. There are Social Security and Medicare, commonly called FICA taxes. Both you and your employee contribute FICA taxes, which is 7.65% of gross wages, Social Security at 6.2% and Medicare at 1.45%. If you have not been remitting these taxes every quarter, you will owe the entire amount when you file your personal tax return. Your employee will also owe their share of FICA taxes when they file unless you pay them on their behalf. Then you have federal unemployment taxes, FUTA, 6% on the first $7,000 of gross wages. If you pay state unemployment taxes, SUI, you may be able to reduce your FUTA tax rate to 0.6%, cutting your obligation from $420 to $42. When you are set up as an employer in your state, they will provide your SUI rate. 5. Complete year-end nanny tax forms. Now we can get to the paperwork. First, you must provide your employee with Form W-2 by January 31, 2025. Before issuing their Form W-2, confirm your worker's legal name, address, and Social Security number. This will help reduce any errors when your employee files their return. If you decide to pay your employee's FICA taxes for them, this would be considered taxable income for income tax purposes on their Form W-2, but would not be subject to unemployment taxes or FICA. Household workers are considered employees, not independent contractors, so they should not receive a 1099 at tax time. In short, this is because you, as the employer, provide instruction to your employee, set their schedule, and provide the tools and equipment for them to do their job. Failing to classify your household worker properly can be considered federal tax evasion because independent contractors are responsible for both the employer and employee shares of FICA taxes, and the employer avoids unemployment taxes. Form W-3 and a copy of Form W-2 must be filed with the Social Security Administration by January 31, 2024. Sixth, file Schedule H with your personal tax return. When completing your personal tax return, attach Schedule H, Household Employment Taxes. This is where you report your household employment taxes to the IRS. Before completing Schedule H, be prepared with this information: your name, Social Security number, and employer identification number EIN, total wages paid to your household employees, federal income tax withheld, state unemployment contributions. If you are paying your entire nanny tax obligation when you file your personal tax return, you may owe too much in taxes and be hit with an underpayment penalty. Going forward, remit your nanny taxes quarterly using Form 1040-ES. Your employer payroll taxes will typically fall between 9 and 11% of your employee's gross wages. 7. Take the Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit. Household employers who pay their nanny legally can take advantage of the Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit by filing Form 2-441 with their personal tax returns. A nanny's wages is considered a qualified expense. You can have up to $3,000 in expenses for one child or $6,000 for two or more children. Typically, you can claim 20% of your care expenses, $600 for one child, or $1,200 for two or more children. Since this is a tax credit, you'll directly reduce your taxes, dollar for dollar. 8. Take a deep breath. You got this. It is far better to do the work now to get caught up than to ignore your obligations and risk getting caught not paying your nanny taxes. That can result in thousands of dollars in fines, penalties, interest, and payment of back taxes. Now let's think about doing it right in 2025. If you plan to do it yourself, download our free complete guide to household payroll, which will help you with all your household employer tax, wage, and labor responsibilities. The IRS estimates it takes families about 60 hours annually to keep up with nanny taxes. If you think you have better uses for that time, call GTM Payroll Services. We will pay your nanny with direct deposit, automate withholdings, and remit your taxes. Call us at 800-929-9213 for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation with a household employment expert or schedule time with us at your convenience. Download the complete guide to household payroll. Get our complimentary guide and learn everything you need to know about paying your employees legally and filing your taxes the right way.